Steve Murphy from Blackrock.
Well, Stephen, welcome into Red FM for the Senior Hurling League launch. You've played one game today, Carrick Tuala, and a good start for you.
Yeah, Carrick Tuala last Tuesday. It was a first match of the year. It was a good run out. So we're looking forward to the rest of the year.
And you're obviously defending champions in the league. Last year's league campaign finished well for you, and a good win in that final.
Yeah, we kind of got together as a group after the championship. It was kind of looking a disappointing year after losing the quarter final. We kind of got together as a group and just decided to have a good push to the league and try and finish on a positive, you know. We're delighted to win the league and to finally bring some silverware back to the club too, which was massive for us.
Yeah, the league is the sort of thing, like, obviously at the very start you're using it to try and build up towards championship. The league importance definitely goes away when the championship comes around, but then it's a good way to finish the year, as you said then.
Yeah, you're looking for a bit of form in the league. Like, once you can get a bit of momentum going, is always a major boost, like going into the championship. I suppose at the end of the year, if you're anywhere in around the top half, you're looking to push on and win the league, you know. And it's great. Like, it's great to finish the year with a bit of silver. Like I said, every club that was up there was trying to win it, you know, and we were lucky enough to be able to finish the job.
Yeah, and for the Rockies, like, I suppose finishing the year on that high, and you've the same management team as well, so there's that consistency through the winter for you.
Yeah, we've lads now same as last year. They've been massive, great boost to the whole setup. Seriously looking forward to next year and hoping to push on and do better again.
Good stuff. And just looking at your group then, you're in group two of the league, and as we said, it's Carrick Tuala you had in the first round, but you're going to have some great teams in there. There's Aaron's Own, Sarsfields, the likes of Newtown, Shandon as well, Douglas, so there's some great games and hopefully knockout stages after that then.
Yeah, there's massive teams there. Like, you know, you can say every single one of us has a chance of going on and winning the championship next year. Like, it's that tight, like, you know. So we're looking forward to some big games. Obviously get some big games under our belt. Looking forward to the summer, and we'll see how it goes.
Good stuff, best luck to you.
Cheers, thanks very much, Lisa.
Ryan Clifford, Newton Sandrum forward.
Alright Ryan, we're here at the Red FM Senior Hurling League launch in Cork's Red FM this afternoon. The league has been very good to you. You got to the final last year, but unfortunately just fell at the final hurdle.
Yeah, on the day, I think in fairness, we played Blackrock in the final, and Blackrock were far superior to us on the day. I think, I'm not sure what the final score was, I can't remember, I don't want to remember, but I think it was 6 or 7 points in the end they beat us by. So look, it was an achievement in itself getting to the final, and we were happy to get to the final, but of course once you get to the final you're there to win it. So it was a disappointing way to finish the year, but we move on towards this year.
How beneficial is the league to you overall, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's very, very beneficial. I mean, especially the first few months of the league, when you're kind of starting out, getting into pre-season, it's great to get going again, and the first few games of the league, there's a great buzz. People are happy to be back and they're very competitive. So, of course, look, you're going to be playing these teams later in championship. So it's a great sounding board, and you'd often see whoever's towards the top end of the league. A lot of the time they're the people challenging for county honours at the end of the year, so it's very important, I find.
And it is handy as well for management teams, I guess, to kind of experiment with their squads, give the young players a run to see what they're looking like ahead of the championship.
Yeah, and funny that you mentioned it, I was speaking to one of the lads last week, and we're actually missing 9 from our panel last year. We've had 2 retirements, 7 fellas travelling, you know, lots of fellas who'd have played with Cork Down, Cork Minors, Cork 21s, few have played with Cork Seniors who've retired. So they're, of course, they're massive losses. There's going to be a lot of changes for us this year. We're kind of in a rebuilding process to such extent. But as you mentioned, the league is going to be very beneficial to try out all these new younger fellas that we have coming on, and it's going to give fellas a chance to stake a claim for the starting 15 come championship.
Are you still trying to claim you're one of the younger fellas, yeah?
Yeah, I might still look 12, but I'm actually pushing on now towards the latter of my years.
7 fellas off travelling, that's a huge amount. That's something that really affects kind of rural clubs, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, I think we've actually, in my time, I think I'm playing senior now nearly 12 or 13 years, and in my time, we've been very, very, very lucky. Last year, we lost Jamie Coughlin and Jory Lane, right? They went to America for a few months. But previous to that, I don't think everyone travelling in Newtown, which was strange, but this year it's kind of been it's all come at once, and it's a bit of a mass exodus. So, of course, look, you've got fellas of stature like Cahill Lochtan, Mikey Ball, it's all big losses to us.
Yeah.
But, we'll roll on and we'll go with it.
So with that in mind, with the rebuilding programme that you have in place this year, I mean, like, what's a realistic target for the season?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be full of cliches or anything like that, but we're going to take it game by game. I know we've the Napiercig in the first round this year, and Napiercig are a very strong side, physical. I think on their day they're capable of beating absolutely anyone in the championship. A lot of good players, Christopher Joyce, Padgy Gould, Garner. So look, they've got a great team. We're going to take it game by game. If we can get over an appearance in the first round, we look towards the next game, but we're definitely going to take it game by game this year.
Yeah, and thoughts overall in the league, Ryan? I mean, like, it's gone from strength to strength over the last few years, and I think the stature of it has increased, and I think, for want of a better phrase, clubs are taking it more seriously recently.
Yeah, and I think this year the new restructuring of the league as well, I think that's a great idea, the way they've split the games into two, because I mean, come maybe the end of the summer, September, October, there's going to be more knockout games in the league, and I think there's more at stake in the knockout games, so I think the restructuring of the league this year is really going to add to it.
Excellent. Best luck for the season, Hickel.
Cheers. Thanks, Rory.
Sean O'Mahony, Ballymartin.
Sean, so Ballymartin, you've two games played already in the league and two wins as well. Well done.
Yeah, we've good start, I suppose. I suppose we weren't really going to the league with much hope, really. Like, we've had a lot of injuries and a lot of fellas gone from last year, like, so it was about three fellas retired and three cruciate injuries, like, so we're for the year now, we're kind of just kind of going through transition, like, just trying to get ourselves kind of going, really, but we're kind of just going with the motions now at the moment.
And how big is your squad then? You lose players through retirement and injury, is it still?
We're kind of small enough now, as well, the senior panel anyway, we're kind of 24, 25 is kind of the cut off, like, so it's not a massive squad, like, but I suppose it's a small village, like, so it's all we're going to get anyway, like, so.
And have you had a change in management?
We did, yeah. We got a whole fresh new look now this year, like, new trainer, Brian Barry, he's actually from Killa, so yeah, he's going well now at the moment. We're happy enough with him, like, he's very organised, like, so we're, you know, hopeful enough now for the year.
And as I said there, you've opened two wins in the league. Who do you play?
We beat Napiershig in the first week, and we beat Bandon last weekend, so. Like, the Pearshig now were, I suppose, short a few, as we were as well, and it was a terrible day, but we got away with the win. And Bandon, the game was fairly close, kind of just got goals at the end to win it, like, so.
So the league, I suppose, for you, like, for every club at this time of the year anyway, it's like, everybody wants to be playing matches, and certainly at this time of the year, you know, it makes it that bit easier to be training in the bad weather when it's matches you're playing and not just training.
It's hard to kind of organise matches as well, like, but like, there's no better practice than matches, I suppose. Like, you're going, like, match fitness, just getting yourself kind of right for it, like, so more matches we get, better, really. Even if it is league challenge games, more matches, better, really.
And are you a young squad as well, like?
We are a very young squad now. I think we have only two fellas over the age of 30 now, so it is a whole new kind of bunch. Like, from when we first came up senior, there's, I'd say, about seven or eight gone from that, like, starting team, never known a squad, like, so it's a whole new fresh kind of fresh faces, and I suppose it gives fellas a chance to kind of step up now, like. And
yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, because it gives the younger lads a bit of a breeding ground to, you know, and pit themselves against senior players from other clubs, and
Like, we've a lot of fellas kind of come in this year now who have no senior experience at all, like, they're coming from the intermediate team, like, in 18, 19 year olds, 20 year olds, so it gives them the league now gives them great chances to kind of get themselves right for the championship and hopefully make their debuts.
Good stuff, best of luck in the league and indeed the championship.
Thanks very much.
Darren Crowley, wing forward, Bandon.
Alright, Darren, a fantastic year for ye last year, double county champions. I mean, like, has that set in yet, I suppose?
I suppose, look, it kind of took a couple of months to sink in, but I suppose when the turn of the new year came there, kind of set in, and I suppose we're more focused now on this year. What happened last year was brilliant, it was a great achievement for the club, and I suppose our focus now is firmly focused on the year ahead.
I mean, like, when you were setting out last year, did you think to yourselves you could be county champions in both hurling and football, or hurling or football? Did you think to yourselves you were going to go that far in either goal?
Well, we always felt we'd be competitive in both, and we always, like, as a group of players, we always felt we had a good chance of winning both, so I suppose to actually go and do it then is another story, and I suppose there's a great sense of achievement then when you go and achieve you're winning your two counties. That's as much as you can ask for in a year, really.
And you would have had a lot of dual players as well, so that would have been really kind of stretching the squads, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we have a good mixture, but in fairness, though, the management last year, they were very good at managing it. Like, they kind of managed players' time on the pitch and players' time up at training and stuff very well, whereas maybe in previous years there would have been a lot more time spent in the pitch and more time playing matches, but last year the management handled it very well.
They obviously got it spot on.
Yeah, they did.
So, I mean, like, the thought of senior hurling, I'd imagine fellas are chomping at the bit and training and just really, really excited about the whole
look, the team is buzzing. Like, we haven't played senior hurling as a club in a long time, and some fellas might have played with their division or their college, but the fact we're playing senior hurling now this year as a group of players is great achievement, and we can't wait for the year ahead.
And must be very proud as well to represent Bandon on the senior stage.
Oh yeah, look, I suppose I've dreamt of it since started playing as younger, as a group of players, we've all dreamt of playing senior hurling for Bandon. I know we've achieved that, but we want to do more than just play. We want to compete and try and win something at senior level.
And first round against Musgrave as well, which is going to be a very, very tough test.
Yeah, look, that'll be a tough test. Divisional teams can be strong that time of year, so hopefully we're very much focused on that, and hopefully it might go our way into that.
And we're here for the Red FM Senior Hurling League launch, which will be a new competition for you, obviously. But it's, I suppose, vital preparation for championship matches, and it gives management a chance to test out new tactics, new players, have a look at younger fellas, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, look, we've come from playing at a lower standard in the league, so I suppose to come up to this standard in the league is great for us as a group of players. It'll give us a benchmark, and we'll see where we are, and it'll show management where we kind of maybe need to go, or where we need to improve, and where we're strong and where we're weak. So it'll be a great benchmark for the year ahead.
And not a bad start. You got your first senior win.
Yeah, we did. We won the first one, and unfortunately we lost the second one, so it's not bad. It's not a bad start, really.
All right, Paddy, thanks very much for coming in. Very best luck for the season ahead, and know that we'll be talking to you very soon.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Graham Canlan, Glen Rovers.
So, Graham, the start of the league, the start of a new season, and for Glen Rovers getting on the road for a new year.
Yeah, look, it's been a slow start so far, but look, obviously we're just back into heavy training, things like that. Obviously, with last year going on a bit, we went back a bit later, so we probably haven't got enough done really to be at so far this time of the year. But look, we'll catch up as well. So,
yeah, you played two games. Who did you play?
Yeah, we played Killam. Middleton, unfortunately, beating them both, but as I said, look, we're kind of in a heavy training period at the moment, so hopefully the results will start coming our way as well.
Well, look, your maybe slow league start, we'll call it, comes for all the right reasons, to be fair, after the end of last year and a run to a Munster final.
Well, look, obviously, yeah, we were happy with last year winning the county and everything else. Look, obviously, it was disappointing the Munster final didn't go according to plan as was, but look, I think our opposition that day, Ballet, have proven that how good a team they are now, and they're playing next Thursday or Friday, sorry, in the Ireland Club final, so probably dreaming of that now as well. Like, so.
As you mentioned them, do you think they'll go the whole way on Friday?
I think they'll be very hard to stop, but after seeing Coola now in the semi-final, they look very strong as well, so I think it'll be a cracker of a game, but I think Ballyhea's fitness could get them out in the last 10 minutes, you know.
Okay. Back to the focus on yourselves. For squad-wise, Graham, do you have much of a change this year on last year?
No, there hasn't been much of a change. We had a couple of younger lads down there, like Jamie Cockery there, and young Robert Downey came in last year training with us, but obviously couldn't play because they were not full minors, what have you. But they came training with us and they were part of panel last year, so hopefully they can make the breakthrough as well now this year.
And that's something that you might use the league for, giving those sorts of guys a run?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where the league is great. I suppose, look, it hasn't got the pressure of championship, but at the same time, look, I come from there, I suppose, where the league didn't mean a lot really, but in fairness, in the last couple of years, since it got good sponsorship and good structure, it has been a bit more important, and it's a great breeding ground for the young fellas as well.
Good stuff. And have you any change in your management team for this year?
No, it's the same lads. They've been pretty successful, so we won't change the winning thing, I suppose.
It's not broke, don't try and fix it.
Exactly, yeah.
The best of luck in your league campaign, and indeed we'll talk to you again through the year, Graham. Thanks.
Thanks, Kenny. Cheers.
Luke O'Farrell, Middleton.
So, Luke, from a Middleton point of view, how many games have you played? I know you wouldn't have been there yourself now, but what's played?
I think it's only two to date, and playing one Friday now where we'll all be involved, so...
Good stuff. So the two games to date, do you know how they've gone for the lads?
Yeah, we played the Glen in the first game, and we actually won that one, and played y'all at the weekend and won that narrowly as well. So it's been a handy enough start.
And as you said, you're back in with the clubs this weekend, the county lads. So this weekend's games actually should be quite competitive with those lads back in the mix as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at the games I've been to already, they're highly competitive with or without the county lads. But definitely think everybody targets these weekends to see, you know, how everyone gels together and starting getting a feel for the year to come. It's definitely important to have everyone together.
And for you and for the rest of the county lads, I suppose, the opportunity to go back to your clubs in a week like this and after such a good win on Sunday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great, and especially if you're like myself and coming back from injuries and different things, I haven't played in the league much, only 10 minutes, so definitely for me it's a great opportunity, and I can't wait to go back and play a full game, hopefully. So from a personal point of view, it's great, but in general I think everybody knows club is where it starts and ends, so everybody likes going back and giving it their all.
And how are you after the injury? Are you in good stead?
Yeah, it's just kind of three or four niggly things, so just hoping to get back into it now and get the head down, and hopefully go injury free for a while.
And who have you Friday night?
We're playing Killa Friday morning. Yeah.
Okay, they've had a good start to the league actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, they have new management and they seem to be absolutely flying it, so hopefully it'll be a good game.
Good stuff. And you had a good run in the league last year, and indeed you won it the year before, didn't you?
Yeah.
So like the league has been good for Middleton in your development and squad development.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even this year in particular, it's kind of new management, so it's a bit more open book and everybody's starting from a level playing field, so the league will be very important to see, I suppose, who's going to make it on the championship day.
And tell us about that new management, because Jerry Wallace stepped down last year, so it's a new setup.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose it's kind of it's a bigger management panel this year, and it's people that we've worked with before, people we haven't worked with, so I guess everybody's motivated and interested to see where it can go.
And from a playing point of view then, or a player's point of view, have you much of a difference to the squad?
Not a whole pile, I'd say. Couple of new young players coming through, definitely, to watch out for, and I think a lot of fellas who have been there for the last couple of years will be knocking on the door as well. I think a lot of positions are up for grabs, more so maybe than people have seen in the past.
Good stuff. Look, the best of luck to you in the league and indeed the championship this year.
Thanks a million.
Bill Beckett, St Finbarrs.
So Bill, how have the Barrs got on so far? You've two games played.
Yeah, two games played so far, Aaron's Own in the first game, and then we played Newtown Chandrum at the weekend, lost to Aaron's Own by a goal and lost to Newtown by a goal as well, so kind of, I suppose, a disappointing start, but if we can maybe gather a bit of momentum now in the next few games, it'll be good progression into championship, you know.
Yeah, needless to say, you're what, maybe 6 to 8 weeks back training now. It's good to have the games coming. It's a bit, yeah, easier to do the training when your games, yeah, look forward as well.
It's a good good platform to use going into championship, and you're just looking to get a bit of momentum, a few wins on the board, and if you can go into championship with a bit of form, you know, it's going to stand you in good stead. I suppose we've 8 weeks to prepare now, but we've a young panel, a young enough team, so with games, you know, we're going to gain a bit of experience, and we're kind of growing on every year in the last two years anyway.
And much changed your playing panel, because the league can certainly be an area that the younger players can revel in and get an opportunity in.
Yeah, we like, it's pretty much the same players that we've had since last year, I suppose, but like definitely from last year, it's definitely, I've seen in the last 2 years, and definitely improvement, you know, with players, and they're growing in confidence and experience as well, so you know, we'll use that going into championship.
And how's your management situation? Is there a change there?
No, same management since last year, yeah.
That's some good consistency. So for the Barrs, you did have a good championship,
yeah,
year last,
yeah,
night. I know it ended in disappointment, but you produced some absolutely thrilling games and contests, yeah, last year.
It was disappointing. Like, we've lost to Middleton the last two seasons now in championship. It was great to get to quarter final last year. We were ahead, well ahead at half time, kind of left it behind us, really, we felt. We were very disappointed. You know, if we can go another step forward, get to a semi-final would be fantastic, and see what happens.
Good stuff. The best of luck to you this year.
Thanks very much.
Owen O'Sullivan, Sarsfields.
So Owen, have you played one or two games so far in the league?
We're after two games now so far.
How'd they go for you?
Two wins. We beat Douglas there last Thursday and Usedomer yesterday.
Good start, so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, I mean, I suppose at this stage you're 6 or 8 weeks back training, so it's good to get the games going.
Yeah, definitely. Like, the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays at the start of the year are very tough, so once the games start going, it kind of speeds the week up, and you look forward to training up in Morgan, back to doing hurling and stuff.
Yeah. So from a Sarsfields point of view, what's the playing panel like this year? Has it changed much?
Yeah, there's a good few changes now. I suppose if you look back maybe 3 or 4 years ago, after losing a good few guys, Michael Costano, I think, isn't playing this year. Kieran Murphy's gone kind of 2 years. We do have Ray Ryan back this year, he's training hard and stuff, so he's a good addition for experience, but we do have a lot of youth this year, so it is going to be a change of scene.
And the league presents an opportunity for those lads as well, I suppose.
Definitely, yeah, especially with the Cork lads. Connor and Dan are training with Cork, so there's another two spots up every week, so you know, anybody who comes in gets a good opportunity.
That said, the Cork lads are back this week, I think. Have you a match at the weekend?
We don't, not. Okay. We're playing, yeah.
Alright, but they're back in anyway. And then from a management point of view, you do have a new management set up as well out in Sarsfields.
Yeah, Brian Roach, he's been involved with the club for a good few years. Everyone has great respect for him as a person and as a manager. Now he's really, really, you know, putting a good setup together, and everyone's delighted with him.
And when there's a new manager in, there's that kind of impetus for everyone to kind of show that manager. And he obviously has an awareness of what the club have anyway, but, you know, there's that impetus from everyone to show him what they can do.
Yeah, there's huge eagerness, and especially when you get knocked out of the championship a bit early. I think we were gone in August last year, which would have been, you know, we would have been kind of up to September, October in the last number of years, so there's a good hunger there.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if Sarsfields wouldn't have had that such a long off season in quite a number of years, it was an early championship exit for you, so
yeah,
that must set the bar quite high for 2017.
Definitely, yeah, it gets people, you know, thinking about it more, and I think it was 2011 was the last time Newtown knocked us out, I think, in the round four, the quarter final. So it gets fellas fresh and hungry for it again.
Good stuff. The best luck to you this year.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Sean Kelly, Aaron's Own.
So Sean, out in Aaron's Own, how many matches have you played in the league so far?
We've played two so far. We won two of them. We beat the Bears and we beat Bright Rovers yesterday. Two tough games, and conditions are tough enough for both teams, but the lads pulled through me. It's good victory now for two of the games.
Good start. So results wise, and like, it's good to get going at this time of the year when you've kind of your back training. It's hard nights to be training, but at least matches are coming now.
Yeah, exactly. The matches are coming now quick and fast now again, and it's good to get a few lads are coming through now to get a few games in the league, and it's a great push on now from here on now, and it's been either now, there's a few league games, so the challenge games, so at least there's something to play for the league, and I think the lads can enjoy it too.
Yeah, have you much of a change to your playing panel this year?
We have a few younger fellas coming in right from Donegal last year. They won the county final last year, so there's a good four or five of them kind of pushing for place on the panel, and there's four or five then from the bench kind of pushing onto the team, like, so
that'll probably good. Make your league more competitive for you, won't it?
Oh, definitely, yeah, like there's no one holding back now, so everyone gets their chances here and there, and there's the new league based now system. Everyone has to put on a good show now, because like, you can't be waiting for, let's say, 16 games now, you've only 8, like, you know, and you have to win them to get through, to get a few more, you know.
Have you had a change in management, or is Martin Bowen still there?
No, Martin's still there. We have the same backroom staff as well, like, so you know, it seems to be a happy camp anyway, so we'll push on and drive on. Hopefully we'll do a bit more, get a bit further than we did last year now, and push on, hopefully, you know, we win, we get a silverware.
Well, there was a couple of thrilling games. I'll never forget that last minute goal. Which match was that?
Oh, against Inmaculate,
on a squad, that was one of my highlights of the championship last year. But it, I suppose, with the consistency in your playing panel, and I should say, like, the boost to your playing panel with the younger players coming in, and the management team being held as well, like, hopefully you can build on all that.
Yeah, hopefully. We used a full panel for most games last year, and we, you know, in McKinley game, no, we got a last minute goal. Milton, you know, was very close. We won by a point or two in the end, and it's three or four subs come on again in the second half there, like, and you know, our panel's our biggest team this year again, like, you know, everyone has to push on, and hopefully we'll have a few more young fellas that'll come in top of it again, and push for the older fellas.
And before I let you go, there was, you know, we're talking about league fixtures here tonight, but you have a big fixture yourself this week on Thursday.
I do, yeah. I'm getting married now Thursday, so that's the next big game now for me. So
I have to say, did the wife-to-be nearly kill you going to a hurling league launch in the week of your wedding?
No, she pushed me out the door because I'm more helpful out here than back at home.
Good stuff. Look, have an absolutely brilliant day on Thursday, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Vanessa. Cheers.
Stephen Moylan, Douglas.
Stephen, Douglas, how many games have you played in the league so far?
Played two now. Played Sars last Thursday night, and we played Kerry 2 there on Saturday, so after winning one, and we lost against Sars, so 50-50 at the moment.
And, like, you're back training, perhaps January, February sort of time, so it's good to have the games coming around. Were they good games?
Not the best, I suppose. The pitch is still pretty heavy, so it's kind of mucky enough, scrappy enough. I suppose it does break up the monotony of training, I suppose. So when you're training and running since January, so it's nice to get a few games under the belts. But I suppose it's still a bit early, and pitches are still very heavy. So, and I suppose there's still a good 7-8 weeks to championship, so I suppose there's no one getting too carried away at the moment.
Yeah. And so, Stephen out in Douglas, much of a change to your playing panel this year?
I suppose there's a few of the 21s after being called in since last year. Did a great win last year in the 21, and Shane Burke and Kiamak, I suppose, after coming on board as well. So Shane's been living in Douglas for the last 4 or 5 years, so he's decided to play with us this year. So and Keane is obviously after coming from Sars.
Big addition.
Two big additions, right, in fairness. I suppose you never know how it's going to blend in or how they're going to fit in, but in fairness, the two of them are training very hard at the moment, so that's all you can ask for them, I suppose.
Those changes to the playing panel will kind of maybe make the league more competitive for you, because lads are trying to break into a championship team, you know?
Yeah, I suppose for the last few years we've always struggled, I suppose, but we would have had a lot of fellas involved with Cork and Cork Miners in 21, so I suppose our league form for the last few years hasn't been good enough, or hasn't been anywhere near where we wanted to be. So with the lads around, it's great to have them around, and it's an extra few numbers around for the league game, so I suppose we're a bit more competitive compared to where we would have been for the last few years.
And a new format to the league as well means that the league games are probably that bit more important if you want to try and progress to get more games in the league.
I suppose at the start, I suppose it's get good to get into a way of playing, I suppose, get a few wins on the belt to give you a bit of a boost going into championship. I suppose where it goes then after that, I suppose, is you're still going to break for championship, and then where you go after that, I suppose no one really knows this year, but it's been the first year, so we're just taking every game as it comes and see where it brings us.
And from a management point of view, have you changes in Douglas?
No, same management as last year, so
bit of consistency with that, so hopefully to build on.
Exactly, I suppose everyone kind of knows where they stand and kind of building on, trying to build on last year. So I suppose getting to the semi-final last year, I suppose we wouldn't have been happy how we finished up, so trying to build on it for this year.
Good stuff, the best of luck to you.
Thanks, William.
Kieran O'Mahony, y'all.
So Kieran, y'all, how many games have you played so far in the league?
Two games so far already.
And who'd you play, how'd you get on?
I played Killa a couple of weeks ago and they gave us a good beating. They beat us by 13 points to 6, and then played Middleton the weekend and it was a better performance from us. Beat us by 2 points, but
not bad.
Good performance, yeah.
Not bad. So how's your start to the year been? I suppose you're back 6-8 weeks training now.
Yeah, I went back before Christmas. We had a poor enough year last year, so we kind of got out last year what we put into it. So this year we decided to start, hit the ground running, and we've got a start behind us, so we're improving each week now at the moment, so it's looking well.
Good. And much of a change to your playing panel for this year?
No, we have a couple of young fellas coming onto the panel in North Ireland, so that's always good.
Good stuff. And from the management point of view, have you had much change?
Yeah, we've a new coach in this year, Brendan Coleman. He's a club man. I know he played with Cork 10-15 years ago, so it's good to have him on board, and he's very positive, and it's going well.
Good stuff. And the league might present an opportunity to kind of put in place what Brendan might be trying to change with you or improve on.
Yeah, it's just work rate at the moment. We're trying to up our work rate, and if we get that going, everything else will fall into place.
Good stuff, the best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.
Daniel Dooley, Bride Rovers forward.
Alright Daniel, first off, I suppose, can you recap your 2016 and how it went for you?
Yeah, I suppose with regard to the league, we got off to a very good start in the league, and we were eventually beaten by Blackrock in the semi-final after extra time, so that was very disappointing. But no, the league was very good for us last year. It gave us a good foundation to build on for championships, so it was very beneficial for us last year.
And I think as well it's good for management, because they get a chance to look at younger fellas, look at different formations, tactics and all that kind of crack ahead of championship games.
Exactly, yeah, it's great to try out new things there in the league, and get first hand experience and how they might work then, and basically you can build your team on what worked well in the league then, and look at different options. Great.
How's the squad looking for this year? Have you kept everyone from last year?
Yeah, we're fairly strong again. Yeah, it's great. We've had a few young fellas coming through as well, so things are looking bright, thank God.
So I mean, like, have you sat down and set out a target for yourselves, a minimum target for yourselves this year?
Well, I suppose we were beaten by Douglas in the quarter final last year, so we'd be hoping to go a few extra steps further. So yeah, our aspirations, of course, is to go out and win the championship this year. But at the first goal is to get over the Glen in the first round there on the 6th of May. So
that won't be easy, will it?
Well, what better way to start the championship than taking on the county champions? So we'll definitely they're back to back champions. So it'll prove a very tough task, but we'll put the head down for the next few weeks and see where we go from there.
And I suppose no motivation needed when you're facing the county champions, I guess.
Definitely not. No, of course not. They were very unlucky in Munster as well, so yeah. They'll be tough, but we'll put the head down, work hard, and see how we go.
Excellent stuff. Well, Daniel, thanks very much for that. Thanks very much for coming in, and very best luck for the season ahead.
Cheers. Thanks very much. All right.
Cian Fogarty, Killa defender.
All right, Cian. First off, can you kind of sum up your 2016 for us?
I suppose it was an indifferent kind of year. We started with a good win in the first round against Muskerry. It was preliminary round, so in Lennon we lost to Newtown after good performance. Good win then against UCC, and I suppose we didn't do ourselves justice, we feel, against Imokilly.
Yeah.
And we went out of championship at that stage. I suppose league performed well in a few games, but I suppose didn't get enough wins.
Yeah.
And we were down the wrong side of the table, I suppose.
I suppose league is kind of very beneficial for preparing for championship.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially, I suppose, the new format this year. I think players are more energised by it. You can set yourself more targets, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because, I suppose, you know, you've only 6-7 games. and are before a championship now.
Yeah.
So really, you can set yourself real realistic goals, you know, that to strive to qualify.
And it's a real chance for, I suppose, the younger players, the fringe players, to put their hands up for selection for championship then.
Absolutely, and I suppose in our own club now, we have a lot of young players coming through, and it's great to get good competitive games, you know, into them to... into them at this stage in the season.
What's your squad like for this year? Have you kept almost everyone from last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone is still available except for Bernard Ratchford. I suppose he's a great servant to the club. He's played 22 years for the club. Not too many around could say that, you know. So I think he, you know, at the moment he's the only, I suppose, person who's not available this year for us.
And who do you have first round of the championship this year?
Aaron Zone, the first round. So I suppose, look, it's a tough draw. But they're the ones you want as a player. You know, they got to the final last year, so good test for us in the first round.
Have you set targets for yourself for the season ahead?
I suppose, look, first round is always a target. We won't be looking past their zone, but we'll be going all guns blazing for the first round, I suppose.
Excellent. Yeah. Best luck for the season ahead, anyway. We look forward to covering you over the course of the year.
Cheers. Thanks, Rory.
Mark Driscoll, Bishopstown centre back.
Right, Mark, first off, suppose give us a recap of your 2016.
2016 was kind of your mixed emotions, like poor on the league. We did enough for on championship, got three good wins on the trot, and then I suppose kind of just fell short in the quarterfinal to the Glen. Won and lost by 4 in, but we were leading for most of the game. It's kind of sickening, like.
Yeah. So have you had a chat about that and kind of regrouped? And
yeah, definitely. Like, I suppose the kind of thing the last couple of years is we didn't really have the self belief. You know, we're kind of struggling now to relegation. Kind of got to come to final 2012, did nothing since. But I suppose, like, we kind of know now after last year, you know, like, there's a bit of belief there now. We know we have the potential to go a bit further now and hopefully go and win the cup for the first time.
What's the squad like this year? Have you kept almost everyone from last year?
Almost everyone, yeah. So there's not much change, like.
Yeah, so you're in a strong position, so going into 2017.
Yeah, big time.
Have you played a league game yet?
We have. We lost Pearshick at the weekend by 4, I think, in the end.
First game of the season, I'd like to get the cobwebs out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. So you learn a lot. We tried and tested a lot of things there now, like new kind of system, and tried different fellas out in different positions. Like, that's what the league is for, like, so.
Mm. How's pre-season been going?
Good. Like, this year now, we've a good kind of setup. We have a new coach, and we've got kind of top-class strength and conditioning coach, Gareth Flynn, as well. Like, so there, we've been kind of back since kind of early December, doing testing and stuff and gym work, and then onto the pitch, and kind of building into it nicely now.
Who do you have first round the championship?
We've Ian McKelly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a tricky one. Like, you never know what division's like. What
yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Like, yeah, I can't really plan properly from. But yeah, we just worry about ourselves. Like,
what's the target this year? Obviously, you want to go better than last year.
That's definitely go better than last year. Yeah, like, hopefully to go win it. Like, that would be like, you know, you're wasting your time if you're not in it to win it. Like,
and so you obviously feel you have the squad and the players to do that.
Definitely. Yeah, like, big kind of like big squad there now, and fellas, plenty of young fellas coming through. And I suppose we've everyone there full time, bar the kind of the three kind of Cork footballers we have, but other than that, we've a full squad all year round. So the kind of dual players kind of been a thing for us the last couple of years, Joe, where we've kind of struggled, but like, there's a few fellas concentrating on hurling only.
Yeah.
So
that's a help, yeah.
Big time. I think we've only about 3 or 4 dual players this year, so.
Yeah, that certainly helps. And the Red FM Senior Hurling League, I suppose, it gives a chance for management to kind of look at younger players, fringe players, give them a chance to put their hands up for championship.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Like, we trade out, I'd say we'd 4 or 5 under 21s now the other night. Last year we were trying minors, might be another minor or two this year, like, so. Definitely good fellas coming through there now, giving them good time. League Conor Hegarty now and Sean O'Rourke, be two young fellas now we'd be looking to make into two good senior players.
Excellent, Mark. Very best luck for the season ahead, and we'll be keeping a close eye on you.
Very good, thanks for that.
Padraig Guest, Conor Farr and the Pearshick.
Alright, Padraig, we're here for the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. I suppose the league itself, I suppose, has kind of grown in stature over the last number of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose the same. It's getting important now, right?
Talk to me about the year that you had last year.
Yeah, we had a disappointing year, really. We lost the championship to Ballymartin, and we lost to Douglas as well. But yeah, we're hoping to drive it on this year, going forward.
I suppose Red FM Senior Hurling League is kind of vital for that, because it gives management the chance, I suppose, to test out new players, test out new tactics and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we've got a few new players now coming in this year, and they're after getting a few games in the league so far, and it's all going well.
Have you played in a couple of games so?
Yeah, we lost to Ballymartin in the first game this year, down in Ballymartin, bad conditions, and we beat Bishopstown last week up in Pearshick.
So who do you have first round of the championship this year?
Yeah, we have Newtown Shandon in the first round, yeah, so looking forward to that now. They'll be very tough opposition, but yeah, we'll be confident going into it.
Never an easy game against them, is there?
No, they're very good, and they're going well in the league as well this year, so we'd be all systems go for that.
How do you think you're fixed for this year? I mean, like, what would be a realistic kind of target for you, do you think? Or do you even set targets going into the start of the season?
We'd be looking in for semi-final, and we take from there. Yeah, but hoping to improve on last year, that's the main thing.
Yeah, and I suppose the league is kind of perfect kind of preparation for that because you're getting games before big championship matches.
Yeah, exactly. It's very good. Yeah, gives us a chance to try different things and try fellas in different positions and blood new fellas and stuff like that.
Fantastic. Yeah. Best luck for the season ahead, kid, and I will keep an eye off you.
Thanks very much, Fraser. Thank you.
Pádraig Hogan, Carrick Tool, fullback.
All right, Pádraig, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, and I think it's fair to say, I think the league is something that's kind of grown in stature over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I suppose it's hugely competitive in Cork at the moment, and every club, I suppose, kind of sees a chance against every other team. So this year, no, I know there's a change in the league, so hopefully we'll kind of get better and better and keep going on.
Talk to us about your year that you had last year.
Tough year, I suppose, if we're being honest. There's no doubt Carrick Tool are probably in transition, I suppose, since we won the county there a few years ago. But we avoided relegation. We beat y'all in the relegation final, but I suppose this year we're going to have to try and build on that. So I suppose the league is a great, great opportunity there to kind of get young fellas in, get them game time before championship and get them prepared for it.
Who do you have first round of the championship?
Local derby, Middleton.
Oh, that's tough one. That's going to be a good one, alright.
Hope you know, draw a crowd. And I suppose the big thing, Carrick, I suppose, with Middleton first round, people are kind of saying, right, let's give it a go, let's give it a lash, and everyone's kind of driving on. So hopefully it'll prove good to us.
And is the rival really, really that intense between you?
We suppose everyone kind of go to school together. We know each other fierce well, but look, it's all sporting. Like, there'll be nothing malicious or anything like that after the game. We're friends again, you know. But on the pitch, it'll be a bit of rivalry. All right, small.
What you like to hear?
Yeah.
Talk to us some. Like, what would be your aims for 2017?
Our near goal is just be as competitive as we can in the league, prepare as best we can for the championship. Look, Middleton's going to be very, very tough. We know that. They're a serious team, serious players. But look, I feel if we can prepare to the best we can with the league games and stuff like that, hopefully we can give them a good lash. I suppose our ultimate aim is, look, think about first round, go from there. Anything after that, then I suppose is a bonus for us. Yes, we're a team in transition, but we've got young fellas coming through, and hopefully they can push on big time this year.
Excellent, Pádraig. Thanks very much. Best luck for the season ahead.
Thank you.
Michael Morrissey from Belly here.
Michael, so you've played one game in the league so far?
Yeah, we played Bendon in the first round, down in Bendon.
How'd it go for you?
Not as we were planned, beaten by 6 points. But to be fair, I think Bendon, after coming up from last year, they were well up for the game and fully deserved their victory, really.
Yeah, so what's this year, second or third year up senior now since the
2014 was the year we won it. So,
embarking on this league campaign and the new year, I suppose, where are you at? How do you feel your fix going into this year?
Like, again, I suppose we're a small club, so every game we have to treat it as an important game, and we go to win every game. So the league is very important to us.
And your management set up this year, Michael, is it the same or have you
new? No, we've made a few changes. So Natal O'Grady from Patrickswell is in as manager coach, and then just we've one or two local lads.
Good stuff. Out. And what's changed your squad for this year?
Squad, not much. Look, again, small place, it's hard to get the numbers, but we've one or two young lads coming through, so hopefully they can make a bit of an impact.
Good stuff. And who have you in your next game?
Next game up is the Glen.
Okay, so, tough one.
Exactly, yeah.
I was actually just talking to Graham Callan and he was saying they've lost their first two because they're that bit slower to get going because of last year's success, but a game you'll target anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to be well up for it. They'll come down. No matter what team the Glen will put out, they're going to be a strong side, so we know what we'll be facing.
Good stuff. The best of luck in the year ahead.
Okay, thanks.